From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you, Ophira. Hello.
Nice to see you. Yeah, we've got a great show for you. We are four brilliant contestants. They are backstage right now, pardoning themselves, and getting ready to come out and play our nerdy games. And one of them, of course, is going to be our big winner. I'm sorry to hear that you didn't win a Tony. It's an honor to be nominated, though, right?
That's what they say. It's an honor to be nominated, yeah.
Have you won other awards?
I've won a lot of other awards.
Give me one award.
I did. I won the Outer Critics Circle Award.
Hey.
Yeah, this is for my... He's like, what is that now? Now, what kind of award is that? It's a theater award. I wrote some music for the SpongeBob SquarePants musical.
That's right.
And the score won one of those awards.
So see? Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I've won one trophy in my entire life. It was in high school, in my ballet classes. But I won... Miss Personality, which nothing says you're not going to be a dancer like winning Miss Personality from your ballet school. This show is packed. Rob Sheffield, who is the Rolling Stone music writer, is going to be on our stage talking to us about the songs of summer. Yeah, that's right. Exciting. Also, our special guest is Ed Helms. His new movie is called Tag, and it is about a game of tag that a bunch of guys have continued to play into adulthood, which, guess what? I do the same thing. A bunch of girlfriends from my childhood and I still get together to play this game that we started in elementary school. It's called Escape the Patriarchy. It's more challenging than we thought. Yeah. All right. First, we're going to play a guessing game about the world of academia. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Stephen Bassett. You're an account manager for a travel software company.
I am indeed.
Hello.
Hello.
When you ring in, we will hear this. Your opponent is Doug Dale. You work for a toy and gift company. Hello.
Hi there.
When you ring in, we're going to hear this. Stephen and Doug, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. Let's start with a guessing game called Real or Fake Academia. Universities are, of course, important places where important research gets done sometimes and sometimes not so much. So Jonathan and I will describe an academic paper. You ring in and tell us if it is real or something we just made up. But be careful, if you get it wrong, your opponent automatically gets the point. And also, we cannot do anything about your student loans. Okay, here we go. A study published in the European Journal of Physics concluded that toast does tend to fall butter side down. Is that a real or fake paper? Doug.
Real?
Yeah, it's a real paper.
Wow.
Think about it, European Journal, where there's clearly French scholars.
Yeah.
With their butter and their toast. The study actually found that the height of most dining tables and the angle at which the toast falls does not permit enough rotations for the toast to land butter side up.
It's just the height of the table.
It's just the height of the table. So
we just need taller tables.
We just need taller tables.
A French physicist analyzed whether cats should be considered solid or liquid. And found that they could be considered either depending on the circumstances. Real or fake? Steven.
That has to be fake.
It's real. It's a real...
Cats. Yeah.
They noticed that a cat in an empty sink does take on the shape of the sink like a liquid does. But if you fill the sink with water, the cat will escape. It'll be displaced just like a solid
is. Now I know what to do with my
It doesn't sound like a very serious paper, to be honest.
All I know is that I want to be a physics graduate in France or any other part of Europe. It sounds like they are having a good time.
You're putting cats in sinks all the time.
I know. That's another paper, How to Get a Cat in a Sink. By the way, if you're drinking a liquid cat, please use a reusable straw.
Applying the model of cryptocurrencies, Cambridge economists analyzed Harry Potter's bank, Gringotts. They concluded that wizards could disrupt the value of galleons by conjuring their own magic coins. Real or fake? Steven.
For all the Harry Potter fans, please make it real.
I'm sorry, that is fake. Oh! We made that up.
Talk about the shutout. Wow.
It's okay. It's all right. An Oxford University study concluded that the vast majority of your Facebook friends are not your friends in real life. Is that real or fake? Or is it real or sad? We'll do real or fake.
You know what? I'm going to jump on it.
Take it.
Steven, are you guys playing together? What's going on here?
We were like talking in the box and he's cool.
Oh, you're friends. Oh, that's great.
All right, Steven.
My instinct says one thing, so I'm going to go with the other because I'm doing so well. It has to be fake.
It's real.
Oh.
Sorry. According to the study, Facebook users have an average of 150 friends, but only 4.1 of them are part of a support clique that you could depend on.
It really doesn't seem like you would need a study to know this.
Yeah, right. You just look at your friends.
You're like, who is that?
Right. Just
that's my cousin I don't want to talk to.
Just read their page. Yeah. That's how you know who your friends are.
A study in the Journal of Sex Research concluded that the booty call is, quote, a compromise between the short-term sexual nature of men's ideal relationships and the long-term commitment ideally favored by women. Real or fake? Steven.
Well...
now you're
drawing
yourself.
Upon what I know about human, real.
Yes, that is real. You got it.
Sweet redemption.
Just a note, the booty call is distinguished from a one-night stand or a hookup because a booty call requires planning and forethought.
Right.
Just definitionally, just to clear up what we're talking about.
You up is an amazing amount of planning.
Yeah.
An amazing amount of planning that went into that text. This is your last clue. The Journal of Applied Behavior Analysis published an article titled The Unsuccessful Self-Treatment of a Case of Writer's Block. It is a single blank page. Real or fake? Doug.
Please be real.
Yeah, that's real. Okay. That was a great game, everybody. Doug, well done. You are one step closer to the final round.